What's up, y'all? I'm Mario Lopez. Joining me now on Zoom from S Creek in the epic series Chapelweight, actress Emily Hampshire. Welcome back, Emily. How have you been?
Thank you. I've been good. I've never heard S Creek before.
You know,
people just say they can't say it. But that's good.
It's funny because there's certain platforms. Somehow I can say it on my TV show, Access Hollywood, but I can't say it on the radio. Isn't that?
Well, that makes sense. If somebody just tunes in and like just for that part. Maybe.
People are too sensitive.
People might be a little too sensitive. As long as we're talking about it, huh? Which is great. Speaking of talking, congrats on your new podcast, The Beautiful Liar. I hear it's like an old time radio show, right? What's the premise there?
Yeah, so it's not like the usual listening to podcasts that at least that I do, which is usually murder or reality kind of celebrity podcast. It's your old school serialized scripted drama. And I just like fell in love with this. I was sent this script and all the scripts and this letter from Sam Nelson Harris, who is part of the band Ex-Ambassadors. And he just told me the story of how this came to be for him. His brother Casey, who's also in the band, has been blind from birth, and they used to listen to books on tape and radio dramas when they were a kid. And so we wanted to do something in their album that kind of brought that into it. And so they started putting like some little books on tape stuff in their album, and then they created this character of this girl, Clementine, who is this young teenager who is blind from birth, and she loses her father and then discovers these powers that she didn't know she had, and they kind of manifest themselves in this character in her head called Shadow. So I play Shadow, and there was so much that I, of course, loved about it, but then I also really related to it in the sense that a lot of the story is told through these audio tapes that were recorded, that were being listened to. And when I was a kid, I got, when I was 8 for Christmas, I got this recorder and I used to talk into it. I called it Herman and it was my best friend. And I talked into it all the time because I said I would never leave it alone. And so I have all these audio tapes from when I was a kid, and it just made me so nostalgic. And so I did it for nothing in my closet because I loved it.
So cool. Such a throwback form of entertainment. And I love the backstory with his brother being blind, and they would listen to, that's such a beautiful story. What's the difference between performing for like a radio show as opposed to, I mean, other than hair and makeup?
Oh, I mean, that's the best part, is that there's none of that. But it's actually a bit different because I've done a lot of cartoon work stuff, which I love to do. But this was a bit different in the sense that I got to do it with the other actors. Like Rory Ann Dahl plays Clementine. And a lot of the time when you record animation, at least my experience of it is that you do it alone and then they add in the other people. So it was really, I guess, again, kind of like that old school radio drama. I actually did those in Canada when I started out, actual in the CBC, our Canadian Broadcasting Company.
Sure.
They used to have this stage that I do radio dramas, and like a guy with doing footsteps behind you and like closing a door.
Right.
So we didn't have that much of the actual live sound, but it was, it just felt special. This whole project felt special. And the album that Ex-Ambassadors have released kind of tells this story as well. It's like a companion piece to it. So you can kind of, if you go on YouTube and watch the video for My Own Monster, that is kind of the origin story of Shadow, the character that I play in this.
Got it. Very cool. Very good. And you're also on Chapelweight on Epix, right? Is this the Stephen King thing?
Yes, it is.
And is it a miniseries or?
It's a limited series. However, it's been doing really well that I keep hearing that it might no longer be a limited series, which I'm okay with. I had a great time doing it, even though I wore a corset the entire time, because it's set in the 1850s.
Oh,
so,
wow.
Yeah. but I'd do it again. There's vampires.
Right, there's vampires involved. What about the rig for Amazon Prime? What can you tell us about that?
Well, the rig was something I did right after Chapelwit. So there was, you know, I saw you, my last interview, and then I was about to do this Stephen King gothic horror in Halifax, Canada. And then the world shut down. So I didn't know how long we'd be in quarantine. I got an industrial sized bucket of Nutella. And I'd already given my measurements for the 1860s corset that I was going to wear.
Because
I was, but then I was like, they're never going to get this up. Like, everybody's going to be in quarantine for we don't know how long.
Sure.
And they managed to get it up real fast. I think we were one of the first productions because it was in such a small town.
Right.
And so I went and did that, and right after I got this job that shot in Scotland called The Rig for Amazon, and it's about life on an oil rig, which is, I mean, they're all very far removed from Stevie.
Yeah.
But that's kind of what I wanted to do.
That's awesome.
And so I shot in Scotland for 5 months.
Oh, wow.
I ended up being away from home for like a year and 3 months and thought I was going for like 4 months.
Unbelievable.
So it was an experience.
Good for you, though, being so busy. And is this true? You're working on a reboot of Mary Hartman?
Yes, that is correct.
Is Norman Lear involved?
Yes.
Wow.
Yes, Norman Lear. Yeah. I love that you know that that was his series.
He's a legend.
Yes. And he's all there. Like, he is 99 years old.
Unbelievable.
Sorry, did you say 99?
Yeah.
And he's all unbelievable. My very first job was with Norman Lear when I was 10 years old.
God.
Yeah. And by the way, when I was 10 years old, he was old then.
Yeah. He was only 80.
Yeah.
He was old. No, he really was. He was old then. So I get blown away when I hear that is awesome to hear. I would love to run into him. I haven't, but to hear that he's still, that is great. What can you tell us about that?
Funny. Well, it's something that I've been wanting to do for like over a decade. An acting teacher had told me, you know, had you ever seen Mary Hartman? And I said, no. And she's like, I think you should watch it because you have a similar sense of humor that we don't, well, she said, don't really see anymore. I'm like, I guess it's the sense of humor that people don't really get the joke. It's very dry. but it just blew my mind watching this show from the 70s that was so relevant to my life at the time. And I think Norman does that in a lot of his shows. He's very, I wouldn't say controversial, but he's not afraid to tackle issues and do them in a progressive way. But it's a satire of a soap opera, the original. So it's a really kind of genre unto itself. And I've just basically updated it to bring it in today's kind of social media world.
That's awesome. Oh, good luck. That's awesome. That's very cool. Mm-hmm. And is it true that Demi Lovato slid into your DMs?
It is true. That is a fact. They did it really smoothly. Actually, I really appreciated that when they slid in there, they were like, I really like you on Schitt's Creek. I'm a fan of, let's kick it sometime. And then under that,
let's kick it. That's so funny.
Just to be clear, I'm asking you out on a date. And I was like, oh, I really appreciate this. And yeah, I told them I'm way older than them. So I had to look up kick it. And I couldn't even find what that meant. But no, I really appreciated them saying, you know, being really straight up like that. And it's not that I didn't want to. I just felt too old.
That's hilarious.
So what about Sarah Paulson and Holland Taylor? And quickly started to dig themselves out of a hole, being like, I don't mean you're the Holland Taylor in the situation. Like, yeah, you do.
Yeah.
Yeah, I am. And I take that as a compliment.
That's so funny. I forget that you can't, because I've often... I'll realize somebody's, I'm a fan of his, hey man, I just thought you were great, this and that, you know, just like a compliment. But I forget, you could totally hook up.
Yeah.
It's like a dating app. I forget about
that.
I've been married too long, Emily. I forget these things. I've been married way too long.
I could never do it. I could never have the guts to do it. So I was very impressed. Not even to like just say, hey, I'm a big fan. I'd be nervous to do that.
Just make sure you say, let's kick it.
Let's kick it.
Exactly. Now I can do it. Demi's like really opened up the door for me to slide in anyone's DMs.
That's awesome. Well, congratulations. Oh my God, on everything you've got going on. Where are you at right now? Are you at home or?
I'm currently in LA. I'm back home, technically speaking, because I'm in LA, but I am in a hotel because I wasn't supposed to be here and my place is gone and I'm homeless, but in a nice hotel.
And Montreal is where you grew up, correct?
Yes. Have you been?
You know what? I've been to like every big city in Canada, but that, and I hear that's the coolest one. And I'm so mad that for some reason I haven't been able to make it out there, but I really want to go.
When you go, make sure you get some Montreal bagels from St. Beater. And then for the rest of your life, you'll be like, I never knew I wasn't eating bagels.
Next level bagels there in Montreal?
Next level. Okay. Yeah.
Dang it. All right. I'm going to remember that. Thank you so much. listen to The Beautiful Liar wherever you get podcasts. And Emily, nice catching up. Thanks for checking in.
Nice catching up. Thank you.
Okay, bye.
Bye. On with Mario Lopez.